thousands marched in Alaska, but hundreds of Alaskans also flew across the country to participate in the Women's March in Washington, D.C. Estimates put it as one of the largest in the capital's history. APRN's Liz Ruskin stuck close to one Alaskan and reports what began as activism became an endurance test.
Good morning! The crowds are really big, which is great, but we're advising people then to go down this side street a block or two. You'll have an easier time getting into the rally.
By 9 a.m., there were already signs that this march was going to be much larger than planned.
Go straight.
Juneau attorney and blogger Libby Bacalar came with friends from Juneau and Ketchikan. They planned to meet a larger group of Alaskans at the Smithsonian Museum of the American Indian. That didn't happen.
Yeah, I tried to beckon the rest of our crew back here, but I think they kind of got swept away in that zone, so... I don't know where they all are, but there's people from Anchorage, Fairbanks. There's like 600 of us here or something.
Bacalar spent most of the day hemmed in between two museums along the National Mall. The entire street was packed, wall to wall. Bacalar wore a vinyl banner that covered her body, shoulder to knee.
It says, we're from Alaska, and we can see Russia from the White House.
Just then, a protester dressed as Wonder Woman approached, drawn by the word Alaska.
Oh, nice to meet you. My name's Joanna. I'm from Sitka.
You are?
Hi.
Nice.
That's how it was all day long. People would see the Alaska sign and reveal their own connections to Alaska, or just thank Bacalar for coming from so far. As Gloria Steinem, Ashley Judd, and Alicia Keys rallied the pink-hatted masses, Bacalar said she is sympathetic to Trump fans who feel the economy has left them behind.
I mean, I think they're getting conned, and I think they're going to find that out the hard way, unfortunately. I think their problems are extremely real and serious, and he's just not the answer to those problems.
Bacalar was with a new friend, Missy O'Keefe, from New Jersey. They started out the morning with their mutual friend, Carrie Willoughby of Juneau, but they lost Carrie early. And with so many people flooding the mall, cell phones barely worked. O'Keefe finally got word that Carrie might be near them.
How do you know where they are?
The Jumbotron, and Carrie's in a tree.
She's in a tree?
Yeah.
But there were lots of trees and lots of protesters up high in their branches. They couldn't find Carrie. At another point, Bacalar learned that one of her law school friends had somehow found a large group of Alaskans, and they were just on the other side of the nearest museum.
Okay, I'm going to try and find you. Okay. Hey, Missy, I think I'm going to go try and find the Alaska people. Do you want to try? No, the other ones. The big group of them.
They held hands and squeezed through the crowd. They made it about 20 feet.
Abort! Abort! We can't do it.
So they stayed roughly in place. By hour four, the rally hadn't yet become a march. They were chilled, the crush of the crowd made Bacalar edgy, and nature's call was growing more urgent.
I wish I was wearing a diaper.
Word was, the intended march route was already jammed with people all the way to the White House. Still, Bacalar's spirits lifted whenever people responded to her banner.
Yay, thanks for coming from Alaska.
Sure.
Eventually, the human dam broke. It was more flood than march, with people going every which way. Bacalar found not only her Alaska friends, but her parents, who had come from New York to protest. Holly Handler of Juneau said, whatever the discomforts, being in the crowd was kind of the point.
I wanted to be around people who had the same sense of reality that I do, and just to know that we're not alone and to be part of the numbers, to be counted.
Reporting from the National Mall, I'm Liz Ruskin.